Here's the opening question. How would you define sin? The French philosopher Rémy Braque suggests that the only way is to say, sin is what is forgiven. Odd definition. Sin is what is forgiven. Maybe that's a bit deep. Maybe we parted company when I said, French philosopher. So let's begin again by quoting a different doctor. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. So you see, Dr. Seuss says the same. But please do let me explain. Sorry, it's hard to stop talking like that. The problem with having a heart two sizes too small is not knowing that you do. You think that's simply the way life is. Something has to force its way into your heart and open it. Then you realize that it's been shut all along. That's Braque's point. If God simply is truth and goodness, unity and beauty, then beyond God, there really is nothing. There is only falsehood, the lack of goodness, and the ugliness of disorder. That's why, in finding God, we also find ourselves. And when we discover God, we also discover that until then, we were lost. You see, sin isn't ultimately about disobeying a rule giver in the sky. Sin is about losing our way. Losing our very selves. And sadly, not even knowing that our heart is two sizes too small. Here's how Pope Francis puts it in his letter Evangelii Gaudium. I know, my Latin is gorgeous, I know. He says, when you speak Spanish like I do, you got to take pride in something. My Latin is gorgeous. Some people, Francis writes, some people think that they are free if they can avoid God. They fail to see that they remain existentially orphaned, helpless, homeless. They cease being pilgrims and become drifters, flitting around themselves and never getting anywhere. Jesus answered the query of the Baptist disciples, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" by saying, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." Christ is the Messiah. Christ is God because he does what only God can do. He heals. He gives life to those who didn't even know it was lost. Many folk lament the loss of a sense of sin in contemporary life. That may be true, but it should not surprise us. To sin against one's own person, to lose the self by surrendering truth and goodness, unity and beauty. Of course, sin blinds. Conversely, confessionals aren't dark corners for sinners. They're portals of light. Only the found seek them out. The glory of Lebanon will be given them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Living in the light, every who down in Whoville sings songs of Christmas, despite the Grinch having stolen their trees and presents. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. He puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. Remy Brog is right, I think. The best definition of sin is to say, sin is what is forgiven. Before it's forgiven, before the light, there is only the dark. When hearts break open to the light, they grow. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.